این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. The Islamic Consultative Assembly that is at the head of all bodies at the same time that it has knowledgeable, intellectual and educated individuals. It would be good if, wherever necessary, it invites devoted experts in the commissions so that with meeting of their minds, the tasks are performed quickly and assuredly. The opinion of devoted and pious experts is to be taken for identifying the subjects for the secondary tenets of Islam so that the tasks are performed in a befitting manner.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the subject of Palestine, which is a quite controversial issue nowadays. And in the recent days, in fact, this great character has said, "Because of my religious obligation, I hereby warn the people of Iran and the Muslims of the world that the Holy Quran and Islam are in danger. The independence of our country and its economy are in danger of being seized by the Zionists. With the deadly silence of the Muslims, it won't be long before the Zionists destroy the existence of the Muslim nation in all its aspects." Well, the Palestinian issue and the malicious behavior of Israel were always topics that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh talked about in his speeches because it was of great importance to him.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
The Holy Imam, rahmatullah alayh, conceded the increasing power of Israel and the subjugation of Muslim nations at the hands of this brutal regime to be the destruction of Islam and the Holy Book of Quran. When the Third Arab-Israeli War broke out in 1973, Imam, rahmatullah alayh, delivered a message to the Islamic governments and Muslim nations stressing the need to maintain unity. He called upon them to gather all their forces in order to fight Israel. In this speech, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh summarized the mechanisms involved in the fight against Israel in several categories, and he announced these to the general Muslim population. As a matter of fact, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized maintaining unity for the liberation of Palestine as being the most important main path to achieving victory. This was because he didn't believe that the large colonial power's intention for creating Israel was merely to occupy Palestine. Imam rahmatullah alayh, in fact, believed that if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries would eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestine. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh likened Israel to cancerous tumor and he said that its immediate eradication was obligatory for all Muslims. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.